Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you again for tuning in to Sunday Worship. It's time to take a look into the Word of God as we share the Word together this morning. We're going to be in the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs today, chapter 20, a single verse. We'll get to that in just a moment. Chapter 20, verse 19, if you want to go ahead and look it up. Proverbs 20, 19, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Well, many years ago, the Moody Church News carried a humorous story about a woman in a small town who was known for being a gossip. I don't think that's something I'd want to be known for, do you? But one day on vacation, she visited the offices of the Chicago Daily News. She was wearing a white dress, and she had inadvertently leaned up against a wall where a freshly printed copy of the front page of that publication was hanging. That was a hot and humid day, and some of the print came off of the paper and stuck to the back of her white dress. Well, later she's walking down the street to meet her husband, and she noticed that as people passed by, they kept looking at her and snickering. When she reached the place where her husband was waiting, she asked him if there was anything on her back that shouldn't be there. As she turned around, he read the large black reversed letters of S-W-E-N-Y-L-A-I-D. That's Daily News turned around backwards. And when he saw it, what he saw was been waylaid. And realizing the appropriateness of the words, he said, "No, dear, nothing's on your back that doesn't belong there." Well, if you stop to think about it, that's what happens often to a gossip. They get waylaid by what they say and what they tell. And what they share as far as what they think they're doing comes back to haunt them. That's exactly what was happening to this lady. Well, gossip really is a dangerous thing. You know, the Bible admonishes us not to do it in several scriptures. Today's scripture passage in Proverbs is one of those. And let's share that together. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19, very plain on the subject of gossip when it says, "He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatters with his lips." Well, that's being a gossip. A talebearer is the word that is translated. Talebearer is the word that we also get the word gossip from. That's what it means. So when you go about being a talebearer or being a gossip, as the literal sense of the word means, then we're revealing secrets, and that's dangerous. You know, when I was a kid, our family attended my mother's home church. My grandparents also attended there, and my great-grandparents were charter members of that church in Silver Creek, Georgia, many years ago. It was a small church out in the country. We had a part-time pastor in those days. He lived about 3 hours away. He drove up on Sundays and was there for Sunday morning and Sunday evening services. And he spent the rest of the week at his full-time job as a high school counselor at the area where he lived. On Wednesday evenings, our church did meet for a prayer meeting and a devotional that was led by a man that we referred to as our church leader. I guess you could say he was second in command under the pastor. He took care of things in the absence of the pastor. And when we didn't have a pastor, he filled in. I always loved and appreciated Brother Bob, as we called him. He was a plain-spoken and very intelligent man. He's in heaven today. He made a statement one day that stuck in my mind all these years later. He said, "Even in the most innocent situations, gossip can turn into disaster." For example, he said, "Consider prayer requests." He was hitting close to home, wasn't he? He said, "A prayer warrior doesn't need to know all those details. He even doesn't need to know the situation at all. If he knows you need prayer, he'll pray. But when Sister So-and-so stands in prayer meeting and starts to tell all the world about all the things about everybody else that we should pray for concerning other people's needs, look out. That is very much gossip." Well, Brother Bob was exactly right. Gossip has ruined many churches. It's damaged many good people. Rumors are like a forest fire. They start with a tiny spark, but they can erupt into a blazing fire that can destroy thousands of acres of land, including houses and buildings that happen to be setting on them. The Hebrew word, translated gossip as we referred to earlier, is one who reveals secrets, a talebearer, a scandal monger. That's an interesting word, scandal monger. A gossiper is a person who knows privileged information about other people and proceeds to reveal everything he knows to anybody he can, to those who have no business knowing about it. And gossip can be distinguished from sharing good information in two different ways, in case you're curious. A gossip has intent. Gossipers often have the goal of building themselves up by making other people look bad, by exalting themselves as some kind of repository of knowledge and showing their betterness about the things they're gossiping about others about. The second way you can tell a gossiper from one who really is passing on good information is the type of information they share. You see, gossipers speak of the faults and the failings of others, and they reveal potentially embarrassing or shameful details regarding the lives of other people without their knowledge, without their approval, and maybe even the things they say turn out not to be true. And you know, that is true. About 75 to 80% of everything you hear that's gossip usually is either falsified or it's inaccurate. And even if these gossipers mean no harm, it is still gossip. I heard that Sir Winston Churchill exemplified integrity and respect in the face of opposition during his days. During his last year in office, he attended an official ceremony. He sat several rows behind two gentlemen who were whispering to one another, "That's Winston Churchill. They say he's getting senile. They say he should step aside and leave the running of the nation to more dynamic and capable men." Well, the ceremony went on, and when it was all over with, Churchill turned to the men, and he said, "Gentlemen, they also say Mr. Churchill is deaf." Wow, what a great and interesting response to a couple of gossiping men. So you see, it's not just women who gossip. Men and women alike tend to gossip, don't we? Come on, be honest. It's true. We all tell things about somebody else because we think it's going to make them look bad and make us look better than them, maybe bring them down to our level, as one person said. One of the biggest problems with gossip is that the story always evolves into something else as it passes from one person to the next. Quite often, we don't hear everything regarding the story, or we didn't understand it completely, but nonetheless, that incomplete and altered story gets passed on to the next person. I remember many years ago I wanted to expound on this topic. I was young in the ministry, but I had this idea and I thought I would try it, and what a hit it was. The topic of my session that Wednesday evening for Bible study was gossip. And I can remember I stood up before a group of about 19 people in that room, all adults ranging in their early 20s. That was, Marie and I were that age, all the way up to the oldest, who there was 82. I had everyone to form a circle, all 19 of us in a circle. And the rules were simple. I'd whisper a single sentence to my neighbor to my right, and then she would whisper it to the next person, and they would whisper it to the next person until it went all the way around the circle. But the rule was, you can't repeat the line. And if you didn't hear it, or if you're not sure what you heard, just do the best you can and pass on the best you can what you heard. Well, after all, accuracy is important, I said. So let's see what happens as we do this. I turned to the girl on my right. I whispered in her ear, "The boy hit the ball." The young woman next to me turned to the person next to her, and she whispered it to him. She heard it and whispered it to the next person. About the third person down, the first man in the group, besides me, had the funniest look on his face when she whispered that to him. He looked up, and out loud he said, "Is that what the preacher said?" And everybody erupted in laughter as he passed the line on down to the next person. Well, the looks on people's faces got funnier and funnier as they passed it down, and I thought, oh boy, what's going to come out the end here? Finally, it got to the last person. He got that sentence, and I asked him, okay, what was the sentence? And he said, sentence? It was a word, but I'm not sure it's a word. And I said, okay, what did you hear? He said, I'm going to tell you just like I heard it. He said, I heard Miss Tellaway. I'll never forget that word as long as I live. The point was well received. The boy hit the ball had turned into a non-word that he called Miss Tellaway. Well, gossip never stays the same, and that is the point. Gossip changes. Quite often it gets modified, and it doesn't even resemble the original when it gets down the path at some point. Quite often, those modifications are damaging, and that's where the real damage comes from. It's damaging enough to tell someone something that they don't need to know that's none of their business, but it gets more damaging as that something gets spread and changed, and usually made worse, by the time it gets on down the row a little bit. You know, I noticed that most gossip doesn't jump from one person to another. You know, it just doesn't do that. It takes effort to make that gossip move. We seem to remember the person's name the gossip is about. Everybody there remembered that the preacher originated it. Of course, we're standing in a circle, but that's true outside that circle too. You can remember the name of the person it's about, but you might not get the gossip right. So you're spreading something about someone else. A bit of truth heard by one who misunderstood and changes it finally comes out Miss Tellaway instead of the nugget of truth that it started out. You know, gossip is about 25% truth and 75% manufactured or error, one of the two. And it's sad. That's where gossip comes in. It's something that we think it really is that way, but in reality, it's not what we thought it was. And people get hurt. As my godly Sunday school teacher used to say, if you can't say something good about another person, it really is better to keep your mouth shut. You know, she hit that one out of the park, and we should too. Gossip is dangerous. Pray for people. Have your prayer requests. But don't turn it into gossip. And whatever you do, don't spread rumors about other people. One of the most damaging things that pastors face are somebody who starts spreading false rumors about that pastor. I've seen it. You've seen it. I know many pastors who've quit the ministry because of those kind of false accusations that led to churches saying goodbye. It's a terrible thing. It does damage to the body of Christ. And like someone told me one time, and I think this really explains it better than I could. It takes many, many, many years for a forest to grow to full size. Many years, decades, to grow to a full size. But it only takes less than a day to burn it down. And that's what gossip does. Gossip will burn down the building. So let's take the advice of my godly Sunday school teacher and say it this way. If you can't say something good about another person, it really is better to keep your mouth shut. Let's learn when to speak, what to speak, and what not to speak. Learn to edify, learn to educate, and learn to build up rather than tear down with gossip. In the long run, you know, if you want to really do something that helps your own image, that'll do it. But gossip will tear you down even as much or more than it will tear down the people you gossip about. Remember, you're loved with an everlasting love, and we love you too. Thank you for listening to Joy Christian Radio and Sunday Worship.